Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Samach Hey. We are on the last, second to last daf of Maseches Nazir, Samach Dalet Amud Beis, as we talk more about other inyanim relating to the rest of the Perek of Tumah V'Tahara. And today we have a couple of Mishnayos that don't have anything really to do with Nazirus. It's just that because the last Mishnah had been talking about and brought up the issue of a Nazir who became Tameh, and the question is whether they were Becheskas Tame before, whether they Becheskas Torah, and we have a Suffolk, so you keep them in their Chazakah, which is also another context called two words using the terms Raglayim Ladavar, which is the last two words in the Mishnah and Daf Samach Gimel, Raglayim Ladavar. There's a good chance that that was true, so that's why the Gemara now, here at the end of Nazir, brings up a couple of Mishnayos related to that concept of assumptions that we can make based on certain realities that we have. First, in terms of Tumas Meis, which is what we were just talking about, and then we branch off in terms of Suffolk about Tzara'as, what the assumption is in terms of Chazakas. Again, all of these could be distinguished one from the other, but the Mishnayos here put them all together. And then we get into issues of Ziva. And then after that, the last Mishnah of the Masechta on tomorrow's daf gets back to ending off with Nazirus, was Shmuel Hanavi a Nazir or not? That'll be the Machlokas Tanaim on tomorrow's daf. But today we have other issues not really related again to Nazirus, but here it's in Maseches Nazir. Says the Mishnah at the end of Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Hamotzi Meis Bitchila Mushkav Kedarko. If someone finds a mace that is Mushkav Kedarko, that is lying in the normal way that Jews are buried, and meaning on the back, and the hands put in the place where the hands are usually placed. So if somebody finds Bitchila, which means that we never knew about it before, we never knew there was such a kever. Somebody finds a kever in the middle of nowhere. Notzlo ve'est fusaso. One is allowed to remove, even though there's usually an isser, as Tosfos notes, at Dibur Maschil Notzlo, nihi de kever hayadua. If there is a known kever, it says in Maseches Sanhedrin, osur lefanoso. One is not allowed to remove a niftar and a mace after they are buried. It's osur, unless there's a very good reason. Was it a good reason to rebury in Kever Avos, maybe to move to Eretz Yisrael, right? If there's a good reason, but that's only where we think and we could assume that it is a Kever and they were supposed to be buried there forever. That's when you have to have a reason to remove. But if the Kever was just found and you could assume that maybe it was just put here in for a temporary basis, the middle of nowhere, maybe years ago when this person was buried, they were in a rush and they couldn't make it to the cemetery and it was Erev Shabbos or the enemy was running after them, whatever it is, but the mace wasn't buried there to be there forever. So then you could take them and remove them with less of a reason. So that's what the Gemara, the Tosfos says here. As we continue, even though Kever Yadu, you're not allowed to, continuing Tosfos, Hasamu Dafka Bishano Debo Ladas Shenikbarsh Kavarsham Aval Benimsa. If you just find the kever, Amrinan Hasamutr Litlo Meacher Shelo Noda HaKever Lebnei Adam. Since nobody knows about it, it must not have been here to be a kavua kever. Nachol Lomar Kila Akroy Nikbarsham. There's a good chance Tosfos says that it was buried here just for on a temporary basis. It's not like a meis mitzvah, which we know from elsewhere, meis mitzvah konem mekomo. If it's a meis mitzvah, so that's it. You have to bury right there, and it's konem it's malkum, and you can't move it. But here, because nobody knew about it, meis mitzvah, usually there's a kol, people know about, but here we assume it was just buried here, he or she was just buried here on a temporary basis, and therefore they can be removed. So that's what the Mishnah says again, Hamotzi meis betchila mushkav kedarko, notzlo, you can remove the meis ve'est fusaso, as we'll see, and some of the dirt surrounding the meis is also able to be removed. That is the first din in the Mishnah. There is another svar. Tosis' svar is that you could assume that it was put here on a temporary basis. The Rosh adds another line where the Rosh says, well, maybe also you could assume that it wasn't put here dafka with the reshus of the bialim of where it's buried, of where he's buried. That's the Rosh. The Rosh is a little ahead of us on the print, so it's on the next the middle of the next Amud, Samachem and Aleph. The Rosh says, Anu tolem shalonikru sham el lafi sha'ah, v'yaydaitim lefanosam, that's by Tosfos. Oh, says the Rosh, nikru basade below rishas avaylim, v'lo kanu makomam. The whole din of not removing a mace is when you have the principle of niknem makom that kicks in. And that applies by a mace mitzvah, or it applies by any mace that was nikvar there for sure with permission to stay there. Let's say, Rachman al-Islam, you're starting a new cemetery. Starting a new cemetery, and you bury one person there. What are you going to say at that point? Oh, you know, you can move it. There's only one. No, if you had in mind originally that this is going to be a cemetery and this space is going to be buried there, so that's it. One is not allowed to move them. But in these cases, because there are, it was not known, and there are no other, there's no knowledge and there's no other bodies known yet to be buried near this one, so then you are allowed to remove. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Samach Dalet. We know all the halachas of Tumas Meis, Tumas Kohanim, is quoted in Hilchas Avelos, because that's the context of what a Kohen is allowed to make him, when is he allowed to be Matami himself or when not. So the Shach there in Yeredeya, in Shin Samach Dalet, Sif Hey, the Shach on the Shulchan Aruch, Kever HaNimsa, Mutter Lefanoso. So you move in, and all of a sudden, this is a part of the issue of, you know, sometimes in Eretz Yisrael here, where there's a new construction site, and all of a sudden they find the kever, right? So do we assume it was a whole burial plan, and people start making mechaz, and you gotta ask the Rabbanan, you gotta ask what the halacha is, how many were found here, is it only one, is it more, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, kever animsa, mutter lefanoso, pinuhu mikomo tahor, umutter bahana. And once you remove the mace, then the whole place is tar. There's no vestige of tumah here. Because you took out the mace, it wasn't supposed to be a place of burial. You don't have to worry that it was a mace mitzvah that is kana mikomo. And it's mutter b'hana, the place. Why? Says the Shach, she'ein adam oser davar she'ein oshelo. As the Rush said on our Gemara. Because we assume that it wasn't supposed to be buried here. Once it's out, then it's not also Bahana. Umayri bekever, what is it, Kel Shabinyan v'chulu. But then the Rush, the Shulchan Aruch says, kever hayadua, aser lefanoso. But if it's a known kever, you're not allowed to. Pinuhu, and let's say we did, well, one did against halacha, mikomo tame, v'aser bahana. That is that is the halacha, and the Rambam has another girsi he quotes, but in the next halacha, in Sif Gimel, Meis mitzvah shematzo adam basadeh v'kav rosham, afilu shalom midas bal asadeh, osu lefanoso, shemeis mitzvah kone mikomo, v'kala motzot zorech lekover b'makam shematzo. Special din of Meis mitzvah, where somebody is not getting buried and you find them, so then they have to be buried right there. That is the special halacha of Meis mitzvah, as we discussed at length earlier in this Masechta, in terms of a Nazir finding a Meis mitzvah, a Nazir versus a Kohen Gadol, Perek Kohen Gadol, which we had back a couple of weeks ago. So that is the halacha that's quoted here of Meis mitzvah, Kone Mikoma. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, if somebody finds a mace, so then you can take notzlo v'estvusaso. Shnayim, if somebody finds two bodies, notzlo v'estvusasan, you can also assume, just happened to be buried here, but it's not, doesn't really reflect that this is a serious Beis HaKvaros. Matza shlosha, but once there's three, so now we have to be concerned. Im yesh ben zela zemi dalet amos v'atshmona, if they're buried in a way where it's normally buried in with this proper distance, but somewhere between 4 and 8 amos, so then we have to assume hariz eshchunas kvaris. This is literally a neighborhood of kvaris. What does that mean? So the Gemara discusses in Baba Basra and elsewhere that they used to have burial crypts. And there's a certain number of crypts inside the cave, 4 on this side, 4 on that side, and there's certain measurements in between. So these are the exact measurements that could be with the crypts. And that's why if you have these 3 with 4 and 8 amos in between each one, you have to be nervous about it, and therefore they are kone mikomo, and therefore one is not allowed to move them. The Mishnah is at least saying where you didn't move the first two by the time you found the third. If you move the first two already, we'll have to see what the Gemara says about that. But at least this stage, you find one, and before you got to move one and two, you find the third. So then that's already a shkunas kvaris, and one is not allowed to remove them. And what do you have to do? Bode kemenu, v'ula halan, esramam, but then you have to check 20 amas in all the directions to make sure that there's no more. Because you have to guess that these three might reflect that this is a larger cemetery. Matza echad besof esr mama, and if you find one at the end of the 20 amos, bodekemenu lahalan esr mama. Then it starts again. It's like Tchum Shabbos. Starts again if there's one there. Sheraglayim ladavar. There's that lashon which connects to our perek, that there's an assumption Raglayim Ludavar, again, it's used in different ways, in different contexts. But here it means, you have to assume that maybe there's another kever somewhere, and maybe this is a larger cemetery, so you have to keep checking. She'ilu t'chila matzo, if you would only have found this one kever at the beginning, not levas tfusa so, you'd be able to take it out. But once you find it, after you found the other three, so that's why one is not allowed to move it, and you have to assume that it's possibly a shchunas kfaris. And Tosfos here on top quotes that Gemara Baba Basra, is it really 20 amos? Maybe it should be 22 amos based on the exact geography of the crypts. Maybe we're talking about a smaller one and a bigger one, where the bigger one is for people of who lived out their lives, and the smaller one was for Nephilim. So Tosfos works out the details based on the Gemara Baba Basra that we're talking about the measurements of the crypts. The Chazon Ish writes that all of these halachas apply in a normal setting where we don't assume that anything extreme happened. But the writes the Chazon Ish in Meseches Ahalos. The guidance of the Chazon Ish is that every volume of his is the same width. Right? Arachayim and Taharos and Kudshim are all the same width. Right? Kol HaTorah Kula was Shaveh B'fanav. It was all Patuach. So there he quotes in Meseches Ahalos, in his Hilchas Ahalos, in Simchat Beis, he quotes, I brought a different Chaz, this is Tyrus later, I brought the Yaradeya. In the Chaz Mishin Yaradeya, quotes right here, V'chein ha-neheragim b'milchama, dinam k'meis mitzvah. Usually someone who is killed, Rachman al-Islan, in battle, that they have the status of a meis mitzvah for certain halachos, but still, Rashon Lekobran Almanas Lefanos and Lebeis Akvaris. One is allowed to bury them, even if they're termed a Meis Mitzvah for certain halachos, if there's a battle and you can't take back especially in the days of old, where you couldn't remove the body at this time, you want to just continue the battle, but you don't want them to be lying here, you can bury them at that spot, but that's not called Meis Mitzvah for this halacha. Ve'im kvodan yoser mi beis akvaris stama havi kamoshe hisno amanas lefanosan v'ayin zani v'seches machas b'shas adever b'shas mochama ein chazaka likvaros. At extreme times, then we could assume also automatically. This is even if you know of a kever. The Mishnah is about if you don't know of a kever, so you could assume it was there ba'akroi. One, two, but not three. But if it's Shas Melchama or Shas Deber, Rachman al Islam, when there are plagues, there are many people dying, so then in that, and then you know there are kfaris there from that situation. So says the Chazon Ish that it's also, like our Mishnah, you could assume that it was only there ba'akroi, and you'd be able to move them. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda. Matzah, the Mishnah discusses that if it is kever is found, prat lo matzui, excluding one that it is known, matzui, that we knew about it, and if it's known, then we have to assume, like Tosfos says in the Dibur Maskil Matzah, the second one, pirish ri, shim hayyadua, lo yeinotzlo, if it was known, you weren't allowed to take it. Different pshatim in the Rishonim. What this line means, we'll go with that suggestion. If you know that it was there, then you have to assume that it was there for kfias. Mace, prat laharug. If the person died, you find somebody who died, excluding if he was killed. Harug. Why? Tosfos wonders about this. Tosfos says, Prat laharug, kedamrina besamach, demesha chaser ein lo tfusa ve ein lo shchunas kfaris. Tosfos assumes harug is connected to the next line of the Gemara chaser, where there's not a whole mace, and therefore you could assume also that it wasn't buried there bikfius, the person was killed and he just buried ba'akrai, and it does not add up, and it does not help form, if this is one of the three, so then it does not create a shchunas kfaris. Tosfos does wonder, I don't really understand why not. What if somebody, Rachman al-Islan, was harug, and they're buried normally? Tefakasha lahavin lama, Tosfos asks. V'shema halach lamoshi misinaihu. Tosfos throws up his hands, as he does by a number of these halachas. In this regard, it must be maybe a halacha lamoshi misinai. Halacha lamoshi misinai. So that's where the other Chazon Ish is, that maybe I'll give a svara. Tosfos says halacha lamoshi misinai. So he says, there in Ahalos, he says, Ve'efshar, tekivan shu chaser, kedei shi'inato menachai, v'yamas, talina leisha nito mimenu, v'aydei zemes. Because it's missing a limb, let's say, the mace, so maybe you have to assume that's why the person died. The kivan shemes besiba bilti matsui yesh litlos shahaisa ma'ora shalohayu yehol lecholam laholicha lebesakvaris v'nikvarkan ashe olichu V'hainu nami taima d'harug. If the person died because of this, you maybe you could assume there was some kind of difficult circumstance that was going on at the time, and they weren't able to take them all the way to the cemetery. And that's why you'd be able to remove them. If some, the a whole body is there, you can assume, you can't assume automatically, unless you didn't know about it. But that's what he says here. Amnam lefizeh, afim eiver shenital kavri mo mikri chaser. He says, according to this, even if the eiver that was chatuch is nikvar with this body, you'd also be able to remove it. Either way, the chaser tries to come up with a svara, but in any case, it Tosa says, it's a halacha moshe misinai. Next, mushkav, prali yoshev. Mushkav, the three bodies that are found only create a shchunas kvaros, and you have to be worried about more burial, more buried, and check 20 amos in all the directions, only if it's buried in the normal way that Jews are buried. Mushkav, pra liyoshev, excluding someone who's buried in a sitting position, so that's not how we bury. Kedarko, pra lisharosha munach ben yarkosav. Similar. Kedarko means buried flat, buried on the back, not where the head is near the knees. That is not a normal way for a Jew to be buried. Tani ula bar chanina, mei shechaser. And Tosfos assumes this is the same thing as the harug. Other Rishonim say it sounds like a separate din. They give a different shot. But we'll go with Tosfos's. Mei shechaser ein lo tfusa. A mace that is missing and lacking. There is no tfusa, the special din of some of the dirt around the mace. Also being buried and removed with the mace, that does not fly, below shchunas kfaris. It also doesn't have shchunas kfaris. We had one time earlier an idea also of mesha chaser. We had earlier in the mesechta. Certain halachas don't apply. Maybe tumas kohanim. We had some, couple days of the Amoraim that a nazir or a kohen could only be metame for their, relative who was fully there, but a relative that was not fully there, right, one would not be able to be metame for. That was the end of the seventh parak, if you remember. We had all the halachas of Tuma Vitara and what they are, what a nazir can be metame for. And we had, certain limitations in that regard. We also had there what creates rekev, what creates the corpse dust. It has all special dinim. It has to be a full mace, it has to be only one mace, and it has to not be buried in a coffin, which might also contribute all the limitations of rekev. This connects to that also. V'kol hani mai taima, low. All these cases, why don't you say that all of these, why are all these exceptions to the rule of shchunas kfaris? Amrinan dilma v'kachavim hu. Because then you can say maybe it was a non-Jewish goof, and therefore the halachas of a reinterment do not apply to a non-Jew, and therefore we don't have to follow the halachas of shchunas kfaris in these cases. Let's continue a little more. Matashnayim rosho shelzev etzar magalosov shelzev rosho shelzev etzar magalosov shelzev. What if you find them buried opposite of each other, head to toe next to each other? Ein lahem tfusa v'lo shchunas kfaris. Again, there is no, you don't have to assume, this is not how Jews bury, we bury all in the same direction, and therefore, you don't have to be worried about tfusa or shchunas kfaris. Matza shlosha, the ha'echad yadua v'shtayim tchila, what if there are three that you found, but one of them you knew about beforehand, but not the other two? Oh, shnayim, the question about the gersos here, oh, shnayim tchila, u'shnayim yaduim, or echad tchila v'shtayim yaduim. All these, you see the gears on the side, yesh lahem tfusa v'ein lahem shchunas kvaris. They have tfusa, which means you might have to assume that this was a Jew who the dirt around his body also has the status of the body for tumah, so you have to remove that with, but it doesn't create shchunas kvaris because the special din is three that were matzah. If you knew about any of them, does not create the shchunas kfaris. Ma'aser Rabbi Yesheva shebadak umatza shnayim yedu and ve'echad tchila. There was a story that there were two known and one not. Ubikesh lasos and shchunas kfaris. He wanted to make it a shchunas kfaris. Now there were three. Amar Rabbi Akiva kol sheyagata larik yagata. All the hard work that you put in now was larik because it's not. You don't make this a shchunas kfaris. Lo amru shchunas kfaris elo legimol yeduin. If you have a cemetery of three known, so that. Our mitzvah, oh, the shlosha tchilo, or three unknown, but you can't mix and match the two. And again, Tosfos says, Mistama, this is a halacha l'moshe misinai, or he quotes the Ri that says, maybe, hayalahem adas. If it was a real cemetery, they either should not have known about any of them, or known about all of them. That is what Tosfos quotes the 2 days in Dibur Maskel Echad. The Rashbam, halacha l'moshe misinai, and the Ri says, kiva de'echa no de tchila, i'isa de'in taito, alefanosam, li'sam shalom kavro, you do a mosam ta'ashimo. I would have known of the other ones too. either none know of all of them or none know of none of them, and you can't mix and match. Okay, a couple of points. So the Gemara here assumes that the Mesa Yisrael are all buried in the same direction. There is a tshuva that we've quoted in a Parsha Shir a couple years ago of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer has a tshuva at the end of Yoredeus in Shin Lamed Beis. The case is where there is a cemetery in a certain city that was getting packed. It's getting packed. They wanted to open up a new section of the cemetery. But based on the topography, they had to wanted to put the mason facing in a different direction. Like one was north-south and the other one was going to be east-west. Are they allowed to do that in a cemetery and face them in a different direction than the others? Al Dvar Beis HaKfaris Shebe'iro Regilum Likbar L'Haniach HaRosh L'Tzafon V'Ragla V'Darum Upasach Shar HaKnisa L'Akfaris U'Ladarum. The door of the cemetery, the gate of the cemetery is in the south, and all the mazes are buried north-south, with the feet south. And they wanted to start a new shura. Machmas dochak hamakom shenisala nismali pel rotze lishanos lahatchol shura acheres mimizrach lamayrav harosh lamizrach uraglaim lamayrav imyishkpeda lishanos meharagil. So he says yafek kasav. The questioner, the rabbi who asked him this question, is correct that he quoted the Gemara by Babasra Kuvbeis shelo haya makpidim bitstadim shechafru kuchin laorech larochav amara. Like we were just talking about the kuchin, yet someone this side, someone that side, all three sides he had the people buried, so they weren't buried all exactly in the same direction. Umikol makom hanach lam liyisrael im neinam neviim b'nei neviim heim v'chol davar shebezen shalmata mostrim nafshem alav akadosh baruch hu meir einehem. And everybody nowadays they bury in the same direction in the cemetery. He named margala b'puma de inchi to cover haraglayim neged pesach sharaknisa right v'yitzia lirmoz. But why? So why do we do that? Why do we put the feet facing the door? Lirmoz v'emuna b'tchias hamesim. She'asid la'amod mikirvo v'latzis derech shar. You put the feet facing the gate. Why? To be merames, that we believe in tchias hamesim. Right? That's why right after we bury, we turn around and say the Kaddish of L'achim Messiah. The Kaddish we only say at a Siyam and at a Levaya. V'kinyin she'kasva poskim la'halbish p'tachrichim yafim. And that's why we use specific tachrichim. L'rmosh she'asid la'amod b'malbushav hachanami dichvasei. Hachanami dichvasei. So he says, Tamze mufrak sas, but this whole svara is nice and beautiful, but it's a little mufrak based on the concept of Gilgal. Not Gilgal neshamis, but Gilgal gufim, that the Gemara talks about, and Midrashim talk about, that if you're buried in a chutzlaris, you can have Gilgal, and that's why it's special, it's supposed to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have the tsar Gilgal. So he says, and that's what I think is the virago ani lomar, and all of you who come to all my shiurim, says the Chasam Sofer, know that one of my favorite verts is that we say in Ava Rabba, v'solichenu komemius la'artzenu, la'afuke la'achar misa, ayidei gilgo. I want to come straight up, he says, ela b'chayim komemius, la'achar misa b'zman atchia yavo gamkin l'sham, avolo komemius, ki imitachas ha'machila, you're going to come in the caves. Rabbi Yim Kain, Haitama Berchu. So according to that, so we're going to roll anyway. So what do you mean, going to get up at the cemetery and walk? So what is the, but he says, but it's still, okay, it's still a little, a remes. But then he says, okay, Lamaisa, let me get to what I'm going to talk about. Vehine, says the Chazam Sofer, Kshona wrote him, Linsol, Artsenu, Akadosha, Mimedina, Senu. When we here in Europe want to go to Eretz Yisrael, what do we have to do? We in Europe are northwest of Eretz Yisrael. So, says the Chasam Sofer, Shanachnu Mufuzarim be Europa, Yesh Lefaneinu Beis Drachim. Could get there two ways. As the crow flies. Or not. O Nasoa Mitzafon Ladarom Ad Hayam HaEmsai. Go north to south till you get to the Mediterranean. O Misham Hofei Panav LeMizrach, Laret Yisrael. Go south and then east. O Nosei Abimayev LeMizrach, LeConstantadina. Right, you go to Constantinople, right, up north of us, and then go down. So you can either way, because Eretz Yisrael is southeast of us, says the Chasam Sofer. That's why we face southeast in our shuls. That's our Mizrach of America, or our Tzafon of South Africa. V'yal kein, nachon likvar, o rosha l'tzafon v'raglayim l'darom, she is gagol derech darom, o rosha l'mayre v'raglayim l'mizrach, she is gagol derech mizrach, kein l'ni l'ni esdaiti. No problem, because even according to the Remez, you're going to go in one of the two directions. I guess he doesn't assume you're going to go diagonal. Right, so he says, you're either going to go, if there's no mechilas under the Mediterranean, but he says, you're either going to go east first or south first. So either way in the cemetery is good, says the Chazam Sofer. V'hashta l'fizeh lo kasha midi mishas demayri in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, where you talk about the kuchin. So there, mesim kamim omdim lasilava. They just get up and walk. So that's why the kuchin face in all different directions, because it's not as much of a kpeda. Not going to have to ubim komim yamdo aragleim alkinik peta beruchos mashenkein bechutz laaretz v'asi shapir. And therefore he says no problem in this regard. And then at the end of the tshuva he says umatov, it could be even better im efsha sheyiftechu od shar, open up another gate to the cemetery. Litzad shekeneged ragli akfurim l'kayim aminaganal kamur v'gamim zeh yefshar l'gbar rosh l'mayrev. Pshita da kol mutter vein don an efshar mishii efshar v'gdolamizu v'chulus. That is the Chasam Sofer turns in the direction. So our Gemara spoke about opposite directions, right? That's not the Jewish way to bury. As the Chasam Sofer mentioned, it's all usually in the same direction. Every minhag, just to a connected thought, talking about how to bury different regards. Every minhag of Kfura goes back, we assume, a long way, and even if we don't understand or know a reason for it, that is the minhagi of the Chevra Kadisha. And the many achronim talk about the significance, and one has to be very, very careful before one changes a minhag, except if it goes against the halacha. If it goes against the halacha, one might say. So then you have the issue of Kabbalah being mevatel a halacha, but generally how people are buried and in what they are buried, right? But what type of tachrichin? We discussed in the past if somebody has a ratzon to be buried in a different type of tachrichin, right? The case of the World War II, they wanted to be buried in their Shoah uniform, right? The poskim said, maybe just put a bury with, but not wrapped, because every little thing is based on minhag. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shinun Beis, Ein kovrin ha-meis b'tachrichim yekarim, afilo nasi shebe Yisrael. It's based on the Gemara in Ksubis. We don't use fancy type of tachrichin. No lukvar b'kabadim levanim. Ha-ishi no korecha b'kashar isha v'isha kochai. Right, who buries who? Ma'atzim in ein of shal meis. We close the eyes. Right, all the different details of what we do. And then if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva here in Shinun Beis, Sif Gimel and Dalid. So he discusses those. He quotes Tshuvas. Pisrei Tshuva quotes all the Noda Behudas, Chasam Sofers, all the Achronim that are the prevalent ones. So he asks the Shailah. He quotes the Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, and others. A Shailah also about changing the Minog. So he says, if there's a Tzorech to change the Minog, you do it. If it goes against the Halacha. If there's a certain Minhagim about, heard some poskim discuss once that in the Minhag of Yerushalayim, sometimes that children, you know, some of the Chevra Kadisha, children don't go all the way to the kever they just stay at the base halavais. They don't go. But one might say that's against the last kavod that you can give to a parent. So there's a Kabbalistic reason. So again, there's at least a discussion there. But if it's not going against the halacha, so then one has to be very careful before changing. Initially, the Chasam Sofer was discussed. There was a case, Rachmana Lislan, a couple hundred years ago in his time, where the authorities did not let you bury for 3 days. They wanted to make sure the person was dead, and they didn't let you bury for 3 days. So what do you do? And the Pisrei Tshuva quotes, the Chasam Sofer was asked, that usually you do the Tara right before the Kvura. But here, if you wait to do the Tara for 3 days, right before the Kvura, the mace is going to smell, it's going to become putrid, so it would be more covered a mace to do the Tara right away, and then you have the delay, which they're not letting you bury. So the Chasam Sofer says, yes, you do that! That's more covered a mace. If there's any reason, if there's any halachic reason to change something, you change it. But not for no reason at all. Not for no reason at all. And he quotes in the next piece. He says, Lamdin Echad. There was one certain Lamdin that wanted Hukam Lagabai Chevra Kadisha, became part of the Chevra Kadisha, and he wanted to change the minhag. There used to be sprinkle wine. Right, lezalef al evarei hamez yayin and beitzim uravim va'amar shematza b'seich v'chach masadim. He saw in the chach masadim that it's terrible. He wanted to change it. So the Chasam Sofer says, and the Pisrei Tshuva says, first of all, I didn't see that piece in the chach masadim. The chach masadim is chayy adam on Yara Day. He says I didn't see him talk about that there, so you have nothing to worry about. V'chulu v'chulu. Again, don't change any minhagim. But then the Pisrei Tshuva says, you write it's not in the regular chach masadim on Yara Day, but look in the back. In the back of the Chachmas Adam, he has a little kuntras called Matzeves Moshe, where he writes, Rachmana Lislan, he had a 20-year-old son who was a big lamdin who died, who died on Purim 1 year, and he was heartbroken and he didn't know what to do, so he says, what can I do? So I'll make a matzeva for him. What's the matzeva? All of Hilchas Avelos and Hilchas Kfura. I'm going to write a sefer L'Zecha Nishmaso, and he calls that Matzeves Moshe. That's at the end of the Chachmas Adam. He has that. So in there, he talks about all of the halachas of Kfura and the life. That's what he talks about it. Zos Nechamasi, Ba'anyit, Tzadik Hashem B'chod Rachav, Hashem Nassam Hashem Lakach. But I'm going to write this as a zecher for him. So in there, he talks all about the different shailas that he was asked. But he also, most of them are very, very wary of changing any minhagim, because it goes back a long way. So like our Gemara says, there are certain ways that Jews are buried, and if it's not that, you have to assume that maybe it wasn't a Jew. Okay, so let's continue. We'll get back to more of that maybe later. Says the Gemara, right in the middle. Notlan ves tfusasan. So what's the halacha? If all of you have this, you assume that the body was found bit mushkav kedarko, in the normal way that Jews bury. Notlan ves tfusasan. So then you're allowed to remove it and take the tfusa. Hech yidami tfusa. What is the tfusa? Am Rav Yehuda amakra. Unisasani mi Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu says, carry me up from Mitzrayim. You look on the side, it says that the word mi Mitzrayim is extra. They know where he is. Or carry me up. Carry me to Eretz Canaan. What do you mean, mi Mitzrayim? That word is extra. So take a little bit of Mitzrayim. Mi Mitzrayim. Take a little of Mitzrayim with me. It is tot mi Mitzrayim, toli mi. Take a little bit. Vakamish your tusa, and how much is that? Pirish of Elazar. No telafer tichach. You take all the loose earth around the body. Vechofer bibsula gimel etzbos. And then even three finger breaths within the hard dirt around the loose dirt. Because you assume all of the, some of the moel, some of the liquids or other parts of the body, you know, went seeped out and was in all the loose and maybe even in within the first three etzbos of the hard earth surrounding. The Mefarshim point that you see on the side in the Masoret HaShas here, it is somewhat unusual. Yaakov was never buried. What do you mean take a little Mitzrayim and we learn Tfusa from Yaakov? He was mummified 30 days, but he was never buried. So what do you mean? So it's a little difficult. If I am buried, then take a little bit of Mitzrayim with me, if somehow you don't get to take me right away. But either way, that's the mucker. Meisvei, is that really what tfusa means? Vekama shir tfusa, pirish rebelazah bar tzadok, no telasa kismin. When you reinter, you have to take the kismin with some of the splinters of wood. If you're buried in a wooden aron, so then those splinters and rotting wood is probably mixed in with some of the mace. So you have to take all of that, v'esak sasos, and also the clumps of earth that are surrounding v'zorek es havadoin. You could throw away and leave there the dirt that is vadai, not right, not next to the mace. Umeniach the svekos. We have to leave in the what you're taking the svekos, the part that might have some mace with it. Vashar mitztaref l'ro binyano shal mace l'ro batzamos l'mali tarved rakav. So you see from there that there's a lot more. There's no specific shear of the gimel etzbos. So the Gemara says, "Udamar ki aitana." You're right. The first opinion held like the following: Tanya, the Tanya, v'kamishir tfusa. Amar b'yochanan b'shem ben Azai. No tel afar tichach v'chofer b'psula shalosh etzbos. Okay, that is the shear of tfusa. Machlokas tanam exactly what it is. Again, the halachas of likat atzamos are not simple. You have to know exactly when. So let's say somebody is being moved to Eretz Yisrael. Don't know exactly what to do. There are halachas of avelus on that day. You know what is allowed, what is not allowed, how long. And but again, we don't do it unless there's a very good reason. Rav Moshe Feinstein has many tshuvas in a row, like 10, 12 tshuvas in a row, in one of the volumes of Yerodea, all about different cases that he was asked about the Likud Atzamos. Can you move this? Can you move that? What about buried next to Tzadik, next to a Rasha? What about buried next to on the outskirts that it's not a it's a cemetery, but it's not a Shomer Shabbos cemetery? Is that enough to move it? It's a Jewish cemetery, but it's not Shomer Shabbos. What about if a father died in some out west city and all the kids live in New York, right? Can you move the father? Because what kind of kever office is there? It's all the way out there. Oh, I think it was in like someplace in Canada. If I remember, I don't have the tshuva. I'm going to bring it again. And one of these cities in Canada. And the Rav Moshe says, you can't. What's the tzorech? What's the tzorech? He's in a Jewish cemetery, and you don't have a special kever avos right now. All the children are alive and well. So why do you want to move their father? So it's easier for you to visit him? To go to the kever on the yard site? There's no chiv to do that. There's no mitzvah to do that. Okay, you want to do it. Okay, it's fine. there's a minug. But it's no chiyuv, and to move the father for that, that's for your covet. That's not for the father's covet. So Moshe says you have to be very careful about all these halachas. But that's in terms of likud atzamas that we have here. But our mishnayos are talking about where it's clear, and you're allowed to assume raglayim ladavar if it's clear, or that it's not clear that you're not allowed to move them. Okay, so bodek imenu, if you find the shchunas kvaris, you have to check in all the directions 20 amos. Amar Rava, badak upana. What happens if you checked? You found one mace, and then you moved them out. Badak upana, badak upana. And then the second one you found, because it was only two at the time. And then badak va'ashkach, then you find a third one. So now what? Lo hai mefani legabi hanach trei, but lo hani trei legabi haichad. The two that you moved already, you're not moving back. Once you move them once, you're not going to move them back. But this third one that you found, you can't move. Because this was part of the Shchunas Kfaris. Right? Even though there's only one left, possibly. That is on the one hand. Ika da'ami, or we have another version of the Gemara, which is more surprising. Amar Rava, kivan shenitna rishus lefanos, mifana lahon. Once you had the rishus to move them, that you already moved the first two, you can move the third one, because the one does not create a Shchunas Kfaris. Says the Gemara, v'lishvani k'shchunas kvaros. Why? Why shouldn't it be a shchunas kvaros? Right? And that Tosfos also adds. There's no svara here. Amar Reish Lakish, Eila Matsu v'tiyaru Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lakish says, as he says elsewhere, see on the side, we had it back once in Ksubis, that this whole thing might be a chumra derabanan, and whenever we could be mitahir more of Eretz Yisrael and not machzik it as tumah, as a place where Kohanim can't go, even if it might not make fully sense in terms of the rules that we have already set up, we'll be mekel, and we'll be mitar. So here too, you only have one. You want to make this place tar for Kohanim, piece of Eretz Yisrael, you don't want it to be muchzak tameh, and therefore you're allowed to do it. And again, Tosfos says, maybe this is also all part of the halacha l'moshe misinai. Good. Badak me'esrim ama v'lo matzamai. What if you checked around and you didn't find? Amar Avinashia bar Yirmiya amarav shchunas kvaris. My taima, Amresh Lakish, Eila Masu, Vatira, Eretz Yisrael. So again, Shchunas Kvaros, what does that mean? A little difficult to know what the Gemara is trying to say. Let's assume it means it's only a Shchunas Kvaros for those three and no more. If you don't find any more, you don't have to assume there's any more around. Why? Because you always try to be marchiv, the status of Eretz Yisrael, Bitahara. Okay, that is all part one of today. Part two, next. Call, now getting into, remember, the general topic of assumptions. Assumptions in halacha. That is what raglayim ladavar means in this context. So now let's go to tzara'as. Kol safek nigon batchila. If a kohen is not sure, it's about a safek, tzara'as. What's the case of safek? What, he brings it to the kohen, the kohen's not sure? If he doesn't have simani tuma, then it's tar. So what do you mean he's safek? Safek nega batchila. Let's say there's somebody who was tameh, but you're not sure which one it was. The coin doesn't remember who he was metame. So something to go on, but chila tar. If there's a cheskas tara, and the question is, are you going to make the person tame? Tahar. Ad shelo nizkak l'tumah. That's if the person is tar. Misha nizkak l'tumah sveiko tame. But once the person is tame, and now it's a suffix whether he is tar, then there's a cheskas tumah, and therefore he remains tame unless proven otherwise. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know this? That you could always try to assume that they're Tahar in the first case of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Amar Kra, Litaharo o Litamo. You see what comes first in the Pasuk. And the Kohen will check Litahar to be Mitahar or Litamo. Ho'ilu Pascho, Pasach bo akasev, Bitara Tchila. The Pasuk first mentions stars. That's why we say if you have the, you always try to be Matar. So the Gemara says, Yahachi, Afilu Bishishkak, Latumma Nami Sveiko Tar. If you say, oh, the Pasuk mentions Tara first, then in every case of Suffolk, you're going to say Tar. So even if the person's Tameh, if you have a Suffolk that he's Tar, you should be Mako there too. So Ella, you're right. No, it's not just based on that Pasuk. Ella, Ki Itmar, Derav Yehuda Marav, Aha Itmar. That statement of Rav Yehuda Marav about Latara Latama was really said about the following case. So this case looks somewhat detailed about Saras, but we'll see this is one of the most exciting cases, relates to one of the most exciting Gemaras in all of Shas, right here. In Baharis, Kadma Laseir Lavan Tame. There's a suffix. You're not sure there was a spot, a discoloration of the skin, and then white hairs in that. So that is a simen. If you have both of those, it is a simen of Saras, but only if the spot came before the hairs. So in Baharis, Kadma Laseir Lavan Tame. So then it's Tame. the im, meaning the discoloration of the skin might have caused the hairs to change color. Se'alavan. The im se'alavan kadvala beharis tar. But if it's the opposite, if the hairs discolored first before the spot, then this must be something else. Must be the hairs were discolored for some other reason, not because of the spot, then it's not a tzara spot. Safek? What if you're not sure? Tame. If you're not sure, you have to be mitame. If you're not sure which one came first. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Keha. Rabbi Yeshua says, Keha. What does that word mean? Keha means like weak. My Keha. Amar of Yehuda Machlokas. What Rabbi Yeshua meant. Rav Yehuda, the Amora says, Keha Vatar. He meant Tahar, meaning he's arguing on the Tanakama. Vidilma Keha Vatame. Maybe it means Keha Vitame and it's Tame. Right? What does that mean? That he would be saying the same thing as the Tanakama. The Rush is saying, but the question is really, basically, how do you know it's Tahar? Not that it's really Tameh, because then he would be saying the same thing as the Tanakama. How do you know it's Tahar? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Amar Krah. That's this Pasuk. Latara o Latamo, ho, v'pasuk, v'akasa b'tara tchila. If you're not sure in this case of Safek Tzaras, then based on the Pasuk, you're allowed to be Matayar. 2 points. Number one is the more technical Lumdis point. That is, the Rishonim ask, why is Safek Tameh? According to the Tanakama. Right? Is a Cheskas Tara. You're not sure if this person is Tame. Which came first? There's a Cheskas Tara. So why is, do we say, according to the Tanakama, Safek Tame? So Tosfos says, in Meseches Nida, Tosfos in Nida, on Daf Yutes Amad Aleph, says, Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, my Tame Elder Rabbanan, Dimitame Misveka, Nuki Gavra Aches Kase. Right, why? And according to Yeshua, why do you even need a Pasuk? Memela, we should say, there's a Cheskas Tara. Why? Tosfos says, because if you have hairs that have changed colors, that's very strange. If you have a good explanation for that, then we'll say the explanation. If you have a discoloration of skin, and in that discoloration of skin you have hair that changed color, mistama, the hair changed color because of the discoloration of the skin. Basically, there's a reisa here. There's a reisa. Usually you're right. If there's a cheskas tara, fine. But here, you have discolored hair, and you have a discolored skin. That's which came first. Mistumba, there's a good chance, says the Tanakama, that is the explanation of what happened. That is Tosfos in Maseches Nida. Tosfos in Ksubis comes up with a new Kimta, Daf Ayin Hey. Maybe this person was Tamei, Tumai Tzaras, for some other spot. And now you have this. And the person was healed from the first spot. And this is the only one that was left. So at the time that there was a suffix about this spot, he was already Tamei at that time. That's another Ukimta. Fine. Why is this such an exciting discussion here? Not because of the Gemara here, but because of the Gemara Bamitzia. Gemara Bamitzia. What's the Gemara Bamitzia? There was a machlokas in the Beis Medrash about this, right? Baharis and the Seir Lavan. Which Tamei Tar, there's a machlokas. So the Gemara there says, Bamitzia Peivav. Once you hear this Gemara, you can't forget it. So what's the halacha? This machlokas on him is quoted. Havi Yasiv Egrid Dikul, Havi Garis Kamiflagi. And he quotes, not going to read the whole Gemara now, but they say, Kamiflagi b'mesifta d'rakia. They were having this machlokas about Baharis Lavan and Baharis and Seir Lavan in Shemayim. They were arguing about what the halacha is. In Baharis kodmes and Seir Lavan tamei, and Seir Lavan kodin l'Baharis tahar, safek HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer tahar. Hashem holds tahar. V'kulu mesifti d'rakia amri tamei. And the rest of the malachim argue. That's pretty heretical. Right, and the rest of them is the Rakiya say Tameh. Va'amri. So they say, Ma Nochach, who's going to be Machriya? How about a Kaddish Baruch Hu? No. Who's going to be Machriya? Nochach, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Let's go ask Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. To Amar Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Ani Yachad Benegam, Ani Yachad Ba'alos. He's the expert in the world. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is the expert in Hilchas Saras. So Shadru Shlicha Basrei. They sent the Shliach to get him. Who's the Shliach to bring Rabbi Bar Nachmeni? Lohavi mati malachamavis lemikrevle midalavi pasik pumi migirsei. He didn't stop learning, so malachamavis didn't have any power. There's also a lot of questions that we're not going to answer right now about this Gemara. Well, just because they needed an answer in Shemayim, they got Rabbi Nachmeni, mistama. That was the moment that he was supposed to die anyway, so they were trying to get him. But he wouldn't stop learning, right? Ala David Amelach, Shabbos Daf Lamed. So he couldn't get him. Adahachi Nashav Zika, it's the oldest trick in the book. You cause a wind where it's not windy, and then like they did by David HaMelech, the Avish Bene Kani, and he didn't know what was going on. Sovar Gunda de Parshi, he thinks, oh, it's an army coming, and he says, Amar Tenech Vashi Du Gavra Vali Maser Biyada de Malchusa, and he died. And as he was dying, Ki Avinicha Nafshe, Amar Tahar Tahar. as he was dying, maybe he had the vision of what the Shiloh was, and he says Tar. Yatza Basko Vyamra Ashrecha Rabbi Banachmeini Shegufcha Tar Vyatza Nishmascha Bitahar. Right? He was Bitara. And the question is how they knew that he died. Not for now. That's the Gemara. So he says Tahar, meaning he paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mesifta Derekiah said, Tamei, that's the Machlokas, which is an amazing Gemara. How could you argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But what's more amazing is the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam paskins, the Halacha, in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Beis, Safek Se'alav, and Kodim Safek Baharis Kadma, Tamei. Tamei! The year Alisha Tumasa Besafek. Okay, it's Tamei Mishum Besafek, but he paskins Tamei. Says the Keset Mishnah. How could the Rambam paskin against God? Right, probably the only time that Rambam ever does this. He paskins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, V'yav, and forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what about Rabbi Nachmani? He paskins, he said Tahar, V'yav, agad derminah man nocha Rabbi Nachmani, V'yiu amar Tahar, V'yasa nishmasa betara, Yesh Lomar, it's unbelievable. Yesh Lomar says the Kesef Mishnah, Tekiva de'bishas yitzias neshama hu de'amar hachi, havi bechlal lo bashamayim hi. Ve'eno kedai lahotzi michal shebiyadenu. Ta'alacha ketana kama. The rule is, ta'alacha like ketana kama. He was already half dead. So it was like a loba shemayim. It was basically like a malach already. He's ready. That's what he quotes. That he said, that b'yirli shavasa b'safek hatam ishum. Tekiva de safeku izeo me'am kada me'efsher lomar de tamish amru tamay vadai. Tamay b'safek. Pasuk against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is going on in this Gemara? Right. How can we pasuk against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu argue? So this is the discussion of Elu ve'Elu. What does that mean? Rav Asher Weitz in the Hagdama of the second Chelik of his Tshuvis, asked this Kasha, how can he argue with the Kaddish Baruch Hu? So the answer is that he's not arguing with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. As many Achronim say, as Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Hagdama to Igris Moshe, as Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his Sefer on Parshas Bereishis, there are different levels of truth. Different ways of looking at something, Elu ve'Elu, and they're both right, depending on your perspective, as we've discussed this at length in the past. But when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tahar in Shamayim, it doesn't mean that when the, let's say, the Acharei HaMahatos, when they say Tameh, human beings, they're not arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be maskim to that emes too. There are different levels of emes, like Ramosha says, emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. But the emes la'hora'a is also a level of emes. So, l'maskana, once the rove of the rabbis, or the rule of psak, says one way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with that. It's not, it doesn't mean, he says something upstairs. No. Eli says, v'omek pitaron chida zu b'pashtusa, sh'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'fresh men en yachov, v'chulu, v'chulu, kasha chachmi Yisrael danim u'mefal palim, u'machriyim b'halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imahem. V'hu yisbarach shmo midaber mitoch gronam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashra aleyam ruach tara. V'shchinas kasho shocheres bebeis medrasham. Nimsa ato omer. Bashamayim amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tohar. Avokan bebati medrash ubati talmud amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tameh. Says it's not that it's going against. Once they pass, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that too. That's what he means by the medrash and parshas truma. Mishachati besocham, that always build me an extension on your house, I could always come. Like the mashal of the princess and the only daughter to a king. And that's what we have to realize. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a posse goes through the proper process with Yiras Shamayim and Kovod Rosh, comes up with an answer of a psak. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with that psak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with that psak. And even though it's a lot of Shamayim. So you read this Gemara in Nazir Samachay, you think it's a detail of Hilchas Saras, but it is one of the most exciting machlokos, mamish, in all of Shas, because we don't know about too many machlokos, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds. And we don't usually paskin against that once we know that. So either way, okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we finish up with the last two Mishnayos of Meseches Nazir. Okay, we'll stop.